Ray Troll has made a name for himself among the nerdy set with his scientifically accurate paintings, most often depicting fish and, more recently, extinct creatures known only by the fossils they've left behind. Troll arrived at the station carrying a fossil that someone gave him many years ago in Oregon. Troll says that person thought it was a fossilized tooth from an ancient horse.
20-some years later, I start getting interested in this animal. And I was literally sitting there Googling Desmostylus tooth, looking at them on eBay, and I looked over and went, I've got one. Oh my God, that's what that is. That's not a horse tooth.
The tooth is an odd-shaped square, a little more than an inch on each side. It's made up of columns, each about the width of a pencil, and one edge of the tooth is worn smooth. Troll says Desmostylia's name comes from its unusual dental development.
Desmo means a bundle. It's Latin for bundle. And stylus is pillar. So it's a bundle of pillars, and it looks like a little six-pack.
Desmostylia lived for about 23 million years and then just died out, leaving behind their fossils.
They're found in the Pacific, in the North Pacific, to be specific. So they range from actually the tip of Baja all the way over to Japan.
Troll says he became interested in Desmos through his friend, Kirk Johnson, who worked with Troll on a book, Cruising the Fossil Freeway. Johnson was the connection between Troll and Dr. Lewis Jacobs, a Texas paleontologist and one of the researchers who determined that the Unalaska fossils were a previously unidentified species. Jacobs says he'd been at the Smithsonian looking at Desmostylian skeletons and was about to leave for the day.
And then there was the director of the National Museum of Natural History coming in, Kirk Johnson. We shook hands and said hello. He asked me what I was doing. I told him, looking at Desmostylians. He said, I love Desmostylians. He said, Ray Troll and I are working on those things now because we're doing another book, he said.
Jacobs told Johnson about his research. Johnson passed on the information to Troll. The next day, Jacobs got a call from Troll, and long story short, Troll soon was working on drawings of the newly identified extinct species of Alaska Desmostylus. Now, some of these fossils were dug up a while ago, in the 1950s, but Jacob says they were misidentified. The research team spent a lot of time studying the bones, along with other more recent finds that had been in the Museum of the Aleutians, to make sure it was a new species, and it was.
So we named it Unalaska Stylus Tomita-i.
They published their findings, accompanied by the Ray Troll illustrations, in early October in Historical Biology. The researchers decided to honor Troll for his contribution, so from now on, a group of Desmos will be called a Troll. The Troll of Desmos fossils were found where Unalaska's Eagles View Elementary School now sits. Troll says he's suggested to the principal that the school change its mascot to the Fighting Desmos, and even offered to draw the new logo if the school agreed.
I got sort of a curious silence.
But Troll says it would be a unique school mascot and would honor a prehistoric creature that's indigenous to the area.
At this time, that would take some discussion.
Eric Anderson is Eagles View principal.
The school was named Achigalok, which Eagles View here. So there is some history to the naming of the school already, and it would be pretty tough to change that at this point.
The school has, though, and will continue to use the Desmostylus discoveries as a teaching tool for students.
It's something that we can go outside of our curriculum, you know, and study a little bit more in depth and get kids excited about studying the past, not just our cultural past here, but even prehistoric past.
Troll is contributing to that effort as well. He's sending the school a framed print of a Desmostylus, and Anderson says they've already picked out a spot to display it. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.